Thank you, Mr. Chair. Person, allow me first and foremost to congratulate you on your assumption of the chairmanship of the second committee and to pledge the full support of the Moroccan delegation to you in your efforts aimed at getting the NPT preparatory process started again. The Kingdom of Morocco also supports the statements made on behalf of the Arab League, the African group, and an online group, and would like nationally to make some comments. The holding of the second PrepCon coincides with a period characterized by defiance of the underlying principles of the NPT. Thus, as was stressed by the United Nations Secretary General in his statement on February 26th of this year in the CD, the dangers of nuclear weapons are only too visible, and the grave concern in the world over the threat of a nuclear war is justified. Indeed, the nuclear powers continue to modernize their nuclear arsenals and even to develop new generations thereof, and to assign a prominent role to them in their military and security doctrines, which runs counter to the spirit, letter, and goal of the NPT. Moreover, the paralysis we have witnessed in the CD continues to be a source of frustration. If we take into account its inability to agree on a balanced and consensus-based program of work, which would allow negotiations on international instruments on nuclear disarmament, fissile materials, negative assurances in the prevention of the militarization of outer space. Nonetheless, positive signs have appeared in recent months which bode well. I am speaking inter alia of the adoption in July 2017 of a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons, the decision to convene in May 2018 an international high-level conference on nuclear disarmament, the establishment of a governmental group of experts responsible for considering the role of verification in the promotion of nuclear disarmament, the establishment on September 26th as the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons, the decision by the Conference on Disarmament to establish 5 subsidiary bodies to carry out substantive discussions and to expand areas of convergence, and last but not least, the diplomatic momentum triggered by the decision of the DPRK to suspend its nuclear tests. Thus, it is our duty to build on these achievements and take advantage of this momentum to place the question of disarmament in general at the heart of the international agenda and to work for the implementation of the objectives of the NPT, which are general and complete nuclear disarmament, nuclear nonproliferation, cooperation for the peaceful use of nuclear applications and energy for the good of mankind. The balance between these 3 pillars can only be preserved by a balanced and universal implementation of all provisions of this treaty, which continues to be the cornerstone of the nuclear disarmament and nonproliferation regime. Thus, Morocco has always supported initiatives aimed at strengthening the clout of this regime and promoting the universality of the NPT, which since its entry into force has proven its relevance to work to combat nuclear proliferation. It has also, through the IAEA, established the foundations of international cooperation in the area of the peaceful use of nuclear technology and energy. The extension of the treaty indefinitely in 1995 put an end to uncertainties that hovered over the regime of nuclear nonproliferation by giving it a more permanent status. However, the failure of the last review conference, the absence of tangible progress in the area of nuclear disarmament, but also with respect to the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons in the Middle East, are all factors